my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Hello, good neighbor. It's Friday. Oh, I love Friday. You say that about Monday, brother. I love every day. I love it. And then tomorrow, oh my goodness. I love visiting, soul winning, talking to people, following up with people. And then I try to get in the office in the afternoon and start getting a jump on Monday's work and getting things all done and finishing up on getting my mind with prayer and Bible study for Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday night. I'm ready to go always, but just like I like to look at it, look at the cue cards, pray over the music, and just get caught up, get my desk cleaned off so that on Monday morning, nothing's waiting for me here. Oh, it just drives me crazy. And by the way, it's not a far journey to be driven crazy. And if you think it's not a far journey for me, there's a fella in here right now. He works with me and he doesn't even know he's already been driven crazy. I've done it to him, but he's having a fun time. There he is over that corner, sitting over there, twiddling his thumbs. Ethan. Okay. Sorry. I'll fly away some glad morning when this life is o'er. Get those wings ready to fly. We're going away.
Some glad morning when this life is o'er, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by.
Terry Ellis with Rock of Ages was just with us, and he said that's one of the favorite songs in prison, I'll Fly Away. I was asking him, what are they singing? And he goes, they like that I'll Fly Away because they like when death's prison bars are opened. He said they really like that. They laugh. You know, I've never really been much involved with prison work. I've been to the jails to see people, men, and I've been nearby to the jail to see women, and I've talked to them and all that. I've been in the yard, but I'm not like a preacher in the prisons. I probably should have been, but I was asking them questions in my class, preacher boys class, like, how do you sing? I mean, what do you do? And he goes, well, it's amazing. There's always someone there that's a inmate that plays the piano, or they have an instrument or something they can play, and they know Amazing Grace. They know I'll Fly Away. But he says, how many that have a background in church? And they'll know the Old Cross or at Calvary. It's amazing. And he says, they sing. I said, they sing very good. They said, they sing real well. We have one of our men out of our church. He's with Rock of Ages. and he's in the state of California, and his music director in a prison, he's got life in prison, but this guy's his music director gets there, and I don't know the group, but it was one of the biggest rock and roll group names. He was in that group, and he got saved in prison, and one of our men led him to Christ, and he's now the music director, big rock and roll, big name. You would know it. I don't know what it was, but whatever it is. Well, chapter 26 today on this 26th day, this is Brother Alvin Martinez, I believe his wife and daughter, I'm not sure, singing with North Valley Baptist Church, literally one of my favorite songs, I Am Home.
You imagine a place of beauty where the streets are paved with gold and the walls are made of jasper and the crystal river flows, a place where mansions line the streets.
We're looking at today. You know, when I was in high school, I did not like school. My twin sister Jill is so smart. She would get A pluses. I'd get B minuses, C's, C pluses, C's, sometimes C minuses, and I didn't care. I never took a book home. My junior year of high school, I was out of school by noon. I went to a full-time 40-hour a week job. Working in the grocery store. Then my senior year, I got out of school at 9 o'clock in the morning. I just went to work. I loved work. I just enjoyed work. I enjoyed working in the grocery store. I worked I had also a part-time job in the ice cream store. I worked in a radiator shop. When I was younger than that, before I could really work, I had lawns that I mowed. I had a paper route. I loved work. I just loved it. But I hated studying. You know, when I went to college, I decided though I had to take the remedial class in English. It didn't bother me. I wasn't embarrassed. I didn't know English. But I said, I'm going to become a good student. And I became a good student. And but the thing is, I had to learn how to be a student. But I already had work ethic in my heart. One of the greatest tragedies, I had a Mormon dentist one time. He said, one of the greatest tragedies, a student cannot work legally till they're 16. And he said how sad it is they don't know how to work. And so when they get to be 16, 17, they don't want to work. Now, they used to be on the farm getting up early and the chores. Well, I say all that because I want to talk to you about a slothful man and a sluggard of a man. The Bible says in chapter 26, verse number 13, the slothful man saith, there is a lion in the way, a lion in the streets. As the doors turneth upon the hinges, so doth the slothful man upon his bed. He just flips back and forth. The slothful man hideth his hand in his bosom. It grieveth him to bring it out again. The sluggard is wiser in his own conceit than seven men that can render reason. You know, just lazy. I'm grateful that in my life it worked out that work ethic was first. I'm glad I learned to work. 6 days shalt thou labor. I tell our college men, and of course, college is going to be done real soon, there's 168 hours in the week. This summer, if a boy works 40 hours, that's not enough work. Now, some of our boys work two full-time jobs. I'm not for that. You're going to have some rest and some other recreation, but 16-hour days is very long. But I just believe a college-age boy should work 60 hours a week. That's a job and a half. If you work 60 hours a week and there's 168 hours in a week, you still have 108 hours. I've got my calculator right here. So you have 108 hours left divided by 7. That gives you 15 hours a day to sleep. Is that right? Is that correct? Let's do that one more time. Okay, 168 hours minus 60 hours equals 108 hours divided by 7. You still can sleep over 15 hours a day. Oh, my goodness. Well, transportation back and forth, yes, and eating, yes. Friends, 60 hours is nothing. God says, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Not only do we have our secular work, we have the Lord's work, and it's work. But oh, it's not in vain. I'm challenging you. We tell our high school boys, you're in 10th grade, you can get your work permit at 15. My grandson's got it at 14 and a half, legally. But a 15-year-old boy, 16 for sure, ought to be working 40 hours a week this summer and going to youth hour and going to camp and going to youth conference and Sunday school and Sunday morning and Sunday night and Wednesday night. Don't work Wednesday night. You go to church. But you could still work. If you're a good worker, they will buy into your schedule. One, you'll pass the drug test. Two, you'll show up. There's too much slothfulness. Yes, in work, in secular work, in our livelihood. And there's too much laziness with the Lord's work. This is important work. It is eternal work. Well, I hope and trust you'll have a good weekend. I'd appreciate you pray for us here on this 28th day coming up this Sunday on April 28th as we close out this month. Father, bless our dear, wonderful listeners. Convey to their heart how much we love them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcasts and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.